You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Okay. First of all, I just want to start with the fact that I Ubered here today and my Uber's name was Loser. And
I once had an Uber driver named Surrender.
Well, Loser pulled up to my front doorstep and I was like, oh. And I was like, hey, for Connor. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, Loser. And I was like, no, like, don't be so hard on yourself. It's like 8:30 a.m.
Are you sure it was pronounced Loser?
Luchazar. He just said it really fast. And also I didn't even read, I just saw Loser, which like, maybe that says something about me, but I was just like, no, you're not that, like, fully his name that he was given at birth. Mm-hmm. That'd be like, I pull up, hey, Connor, you're not, no, don't call yourself Connor.
I've never heard the name Luchazar either, so that's cool.
Yeah, it was kind of lit. Me and Lucho had a great time coming here. I dropped my coffee all over his car. Mercedes-Benz.
It'll smell nice, so.
Yeah, that's a scent, and it would just smell like coffee. It's not like it's...
Puke. I am in like such a once in a lifetime headspace. Like once in a lifetime opportunity for us right now, that like this could either be like my best performance or my worst, and like it's exciting to see where it'll go.
I have no idea either. I really have no idea. I think it's, there must be something in the air, or maybe in the water, like, maybe it's heavy metals.
I know that January being January is like the oldest topic in the book.
She is making us feel every one of her days,
but it's unacceptable. And like the fact, I think it's the fact that like you can't even look forward to it ending because then just February's coming, which is arguably worse.
I had a thought yesterday, and it's so funny you're saying that because I agree, it's so played out. I was going to post this on TikTok, but I'm like, everybody's saying this, but I was like, I got to start planning my birthday. It's coming up. My birthday is 9 months away, but I just don't remember a time when it wasn't January of 2025. Like, I was like, when did this start?
It is, like, I'm getting to the point in... And by the way, like when I say I'm depressed, like it's fine. Like people, like I feel sad when people are like, it's okay. Yeah, it is okay.
This is Luchazar, not Loser.
Yeah, this is okay. But like I'm getting to the point in my depression where it's like I'm getting impaled, stabbed by the crumbs in my bed because I'm eating so much in my bed and like I don't even have the strength to wipe away the crumbs. I'm getting stabbed with every turn. And all I can do is go, ow, ow.
But if you're stabbed in your bed and there's no one around to hear you say, ow,
were you even
does
sad?
The tree even fall?
Yeah.
You're the real life princess in the pee, but it's princess in like a Dorito. It's a Jewess and a Dorito.
A Jewess and a Dorito.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just how I'm feeling.
I once had a crumb recently in my belly button, and I did the same. I turned over, and it got my ass so hard, and my belly button's randomly so deep. I like literally had to look at it and be like, "Hello, hello, hello, where are you?" And I just,
children's book alert.
Where are you, crumb?
The Dorito crumb in the young man's belly button.
Deep ass belly button.
Pretty.
I got it out, but obviously it took a little bit of elbow grease.
Sure.
Could never be you.
No, couldn't. You're
putting in the work in your BB.
My BB's too tiny.
So if something got lodged like in there, could you get it out? Can I see your BB or no?
I like maybe not on camera.
Could you show it to me like a secret?
I don't really want to lift my top.
Why?
Check out my top, though.
It's cool. I like it. It looks like a blanket.
Do you see what it is? It's a scene from Sex and the City.
Which scene?
When they're at the baseball game.
Oh my gosh. My fat ass thought that was the Godfather.
No, it's Sex and the City.
Oh, it's Sex and the City. They're all wearing glasses, so I thought it was like something mafia related.
No, it's from this company. I think it's called Knitworth, where they have this like really intricate knit things. And I ordered a tote bag with sheep on it because I've been so obsessed with sheep recently because I have this gorgeous portrait of a sheep in my bedroom with this like beautiful gold ornate frame, and I've decided to make my whole personality sheep. Okay, so I have that sheep painting. I have a sheep blanket that I got that's really cute, and then I have this sheep tote bag. But I was looking at the sheep painting the other day. I said, wait a minute, that's a cow. Which kind of prompted me to look at the blanket. So I said,
cow?
Polar bears. Which then prompted me to look at the tote. Rabbits.
Maybe you just like animals. Luchasaur, get your head out of your belly button.
So my New Year's resolution is going to be to be more observant. Because I could also walk in your house and be like, I love that painting. Is it new? And it could be the very first thing that you've ever put in your house.
Yeah, no, I get that. That's a good rezzo. I want more clarity, which I guess is a cousin of the word clear. And I want more intention. Yeah, one or the other. A relative.
Yeah.
Intention, I don't know what I meant by that. But clear, I'd love to have clarity, but I don't know how to create clarity in my life.
What do you mean by clarity?
Like, I just like would like to see things more clearly.
Is that something that you can do?
No, it comes and goes like waves. Like, sometimes I just have this like stroke of...
I mean, how can you like intentionally do that? Like, sit down and be like, okay, it's time to see things clearly right now.
Hey, let me sit down and see things more clearly.
Like, what things?
Stuff.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Starting to.
I think honestly,
I'm starting to think about it making sense.
I have concepts of it making sense. I think that if I drink more water and exercise more and get better sleep, like things will become more clear. So I think that
just
maybe
like brain fog, are you saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you. I knew we'd get there, but I wasn't seeing clearly at that time.
Yeah. Yeah. No worries.
Now I'm seeing a little bit more clearly. By the way, great Hannah Montana song. It's called Clear.
I don't know it.
You have not known it every time I've brought it up on the podcast.
I think you're right.
And I've shown it to you every time I've talked about it.
I think
it.
You're right.
And it was on some, me and my sister shared an iPod shuffle.
I do know that.
And so obviously it was just, and it was a shuffle. So you couldn't like, I think that you could only skip so many songs, or there was only 25 songs on it. I know every word to this song, yeah. Clear by Hannah Montana.
That's awesome.
It might be my Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus. But
nice.
Yeah. So that's my goal. But clear and kind I like too. But I think that you got me all fucked up because I wasn't talking about like being clear with other people. I was talking completely about myself.
That wasn't clear to me.
No.
No.
Now you're seeing more clearly.
Yeah. I got my contacts stuck in my eyes last night. Speaking of seeing more clearly. I really wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
I would.
Connor, I was going to say, every single time that I say I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, take a step back. Of course I would.
Of course you would.
I would like go out of my way to wish it on my worst enemy. Yeah. Every single time I've ever said that. There's nothing I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy.
I pray my enemy gets their contacts.
Yeah.
Contacts stuck in. Contacts up.
But that really was the worst hour of my life. There was nothing I could do to get them out. And it's like such a panic attack moment.
Children's book. Like, where do the contacts go when they get lost? I'm seriously.
No, I saw them. They were in my eyes.
Where,
it's not that they were lost.
Just get them out. Get
Connor,
out.
My fingers were slipping. They couldn't grasp. So what I had to end up doing was sticking my t-shirt in my eye because my fingers wouldn't grasp onto the contacts. So but my t-shirt.
You didn't have anything other than a t-shirt?
I couldn't.
Like a Q-tip?
Panic mode. I would rather the t-shirt. Q-tip, like the stuff could come off, you know?
Yeah.
The cotton. But I had to stick my t-shirt.
What is your t-shirt? Do you think that is made out of?
Q-tips, like.
Cotton maybe?
No, you know what I'm saying. Q-tips have residue of, like, that will come off.
Yeah.
Like fuzz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's more sterile.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I literally, like, it was like, I didn't have time to think of what's
you
more
had an
sterile.
Hour.
Connor, you don't understand. When these contacts are stuck in your eyes, it's like literally like a saw is coming at you like slowly and you have seconds. Like it's so panic attack inducing.
Does it hurt or does it?
My eyes hurt so bad. There's still slits right now. I have so much Lumify in my eyes because my eyes were so bloodshot.
Lumify is bad for you.
Okay, well.
Sorry, I just found that out this weekend too.
I'm sure getting contacts stuck in your eyes and then having to shove your t-shirt in them isn't good for you either. But here we are.
You're not supposed to put a t-shirt in your eye, Brooke.
But here we are.
Just letting you know.
Here we are.
I can't believe we live in a world where you have to put something into your eye to see.
And I was so excited to have my contacts today because I got a higher prescription so I'd be able to see the screen without glasses.
Well, we make a plan.
And now I'll never put them in my eyes again. Thank God I got a 2-year supply.
You could eat them. If you could do a tough spot, I don't know.
So stupid.
Stupid. Oh, we got a great episode for you today.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
How was New York? Did you find an apartment?
Fuck no, bro. Oh, God, no.
Okay.
I did not find an apartment in New York out of the 18 that I toured over the weekend. Okay. No.
How come?
Think about that for 1 second, that phrase. How come? What? Break those words down. How come?
How you come, purse?
How you come, purse and papa? How come? Brooke, it literally is caveman talk. How come? Are you just born? Like, what are you talking about? How come?
I feel like I took an edible or something.
Literally, that's what you mean is why.
How come you?
How come?
I completely agree.
Brooke, look at the first Connor, thing in my note. Look at the first thing in our shared
I
note.
I agree.
Brooke, look at the first.
Connor, give me a second.
And read
Connor.
It out loud. Okay. And read it out loud.
Okay. Okay.
You're going to shit your pants.
Okay. 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 Metal?
No, first thing.
How come?
Come.
Holy
Because
shit.
I thought about it because I was like, how come? And I'm like, am I from like a cave? It was right. So weird. I was like, how come? And then I was like,
I
can't say that in any professional settings.
Like, how did this come to be? shortened.
How did this come to be?
So in other words, why?
Why? We have a word that's so much shorter and we choose to say, how come?
Yeah.
It's so funny. Okay, I'm so glad that came up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
How come?
What did you mean by metal when you wrote that?
Is that all I wrote?
Yes.
Oh. How come, do you think? Well, I'll get there. I know what I meant by that. But here's how come. Because, so I go to New York and I meet with my realtor and it's our first day and I had landed the night before kind of late and I woke up the next day and had to go straight to film a video with Delaney Rowe. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we can go on Tangies if you want to.
That her Gucci ad with you in it was like giving me almost goosebumps. Even
it was so good. I like, she's so brilliant and every single like the storyline thing was so crazy. And it's funny because like we're shooting a video the same way you and I would. We have the same job, you know that, right? Like we have the same job as Delaney, but like she was like, okay, I want to kind of, I want to kind of like
be a director.
I want to kind of punch in here on this shot. And I was like, you want me to punch in? Oh, you wanted me to punch in?
Yeah.
Right now. It was like crazy the direction, and I'm like, hey y'all, there's a crumb in my belly button, and then that's my whole video, and hers is like, we shot this whole thing. But yeah, it was really good. So woke up, did that.
Was that the video you were filming?
Yeah, okay. The Gucci one. Woke up, did that, went home, changed, had a Pilates class. The Pilates class was Celsius.
Uh-huh. Busy boy.
I will never do that again. I didn't realize what Pilates
is
was.
Really hard.
It's on a machine.
Pilates is a workout class for people who are already in like the best shape of their lives. It doesn't do anything for people who aren't, in my opinion.
It does do things. It you know what it did to me?
I'm saying you like can't see the results. Like if you're not in good shape, like it tones you and it like firms you up. Like I wouldn't be able to see that on my body.
So so I obviously couldn't do it. And when I heard it's a 50-minute class, I go, I can do 15 minutes. 50.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there and like obviously giving up halfway through every workout and they're on a mic. Connor, you're supposed to be in plank. I was like, I was in plank before I laid down. But the machine that you're on, I'm sure everyone can picture the reformer. That's what it's called, the reformer. It's a sex. It looks like I would be strapped there and wearing a full leather suit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happens when people are strapped down to the thing and wearing a full leather suit. Whipped or something probably, or like oil or what, stabbed. I have no idea what they do in those sex acts, but no, you're on it and it's not attached to anything. So like when you have your foot on like a stagnant piece, a piece that doesn't move, and then but the whole middle part moves, so like you have to like hold it in place so that it doesn't slip out. If you slip back, like I'm surprised there's not like serious Pilates injuries.
The reformer's scary.
I was having to.
I like Matt Pilates.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
when I
yeah.
say I like, I mean, I preferred the one class of Matt Pilates I took. I'll never go back.
Yeah.
But I liked it better.
I liked Barry's when I did it too. And I think there was a little
really?
Bit of, yeah. I had fun because I run a lot and there's a lot of it's cardio.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was the hardest thing I've ever done. I want to show you really quickly and then I'll send this picture in just so everyone can see it when after I show Brooke. I want to show you, first of all, what I looked like in that class. And then I want to show you the other young men that were able to join the class. So here's what I looked like, doing my best, holding myself.
That's Connor. That's a pretty picture.
Thank you. Here's right after that picture when I gave up. I want to show you the other young men that were part of the class, but that was every other young man that was able to join the class.
Why didn't you take a photo with them?
So I really sat that one out intentionally. There's just not a world where I would ever take my shirt off next to them. But
I would have liked that.
I weigh as much as every other man that came to that class, like I weigh as much as their forearm.
I bet we weigh the same.
You and I?
Mm-hmm. I weigh more than my grandpa. Always have.
Well, that's different because you lose a lot of weight when you get older.
Even in his youth, I've he's never reached my weight in his lifetime.
Well, that was the hardest thing ever. And then I left and I went straight from that to go tour.
So are you saying you weren't in the headspace?
No, I was ready. I'm just saying that this is what the day brought me.
Okay.
I go to the first apartment. go up. It is like almost like I'm in a dream. And the dream I'm having, I've walked up 5 flights of stairs. And when I open the door, thinking I'm home, it's just the longest hallway you've ever seen. You can't even see the end of the hallway. And that was the apartment. Mm. It was just a long hallway. And I go, oh, is this like a corridor to like the apartment? And it's like, no, this is the apartment. It was like you could putt, like a putt-putt course, like haunted house putt-putt course. And the rooms were just like all off of this hallway. And I was like, no, this is not for me. So we left pretty quickly. We go downstairs. He orders an Uber. The Uber pulls up. It's like an SUV. And he gets in the side and I go to walk around the car and a city bike goes by me on the other side of the car. And then I hear boom. And then I'm like, what was that? The bike hit my door of the Uber and flew. Like the driver had like gotten out and opened my door. Biker hit it, flew off. And I look, I go, oh, okay, well, that's the rest of my day. Mm-hmm. He's laying on the ground. I go, hey, you good? And he goes, And I was like, okay. I find his glasses, his 2 lenses of his glasses.
It's breaking my heart.
He gets up. He lived down the street. So his dad came right away. He was probably in his mid-20s. Yeah, he's like an adult.
Cute?
Yeah, like a good-looking guy.
You almost got me at the 2 lenses.
2 lenses underneath a car, like getting his lenses out.
Oh,
and then he's like bleeding a little bit, but not like, it's not like he's not like coughing up blood. It's just like he scraped his face, you know? So yeah. I like set him down and he's like, I'm waiting for my dad. And I was like, yeah, you wait for your dad. Are you good? And he's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm like, okay, no. This like Uber lawsuit money. Like, don't tell anyone else that you're good. You know, be like, I don't know, you know? Like, really just keep some things close to your chest right now. Mm-hmm. Like,
did you call the cops or?
Called an ambulance. And then the ambulance came and his dad came. And his dad was like, yeah, you guys can go. Oh. And we were like, okay, peace out. So we go to the next apartment. And we walk in up to the next apartment. I'm like, this is a cool area. This could be it. We go up to the door. And someone opens the door and it's like. It is the oldest man that I think is alive right now, 150 at least, and he weighs as much as a penny, 40 pounds. So he looks so much like a ghost that I looked at the realtor. I was like, "Can you see him too?"
And he was the current resident.
I didn't know who he was at first. I was like, "Are we?" And then the landlord was like, "Okay," the realtor was like, "All right, here we are." And I was like, "And he didn't say anything to the dude. The dude just like sat down."
And I was like, are you calling him dude?
The apparition age. Sat down on the couch in the living room and was just like, and it was all carpet and it was pitch black in there. And so I was like, the realtor right away was like, I'm sensing that I was like, I don't need to walk through this place. And he's like, you all set? And I was like, yep. And then we left. And that was the last apartment we toured the first day. And I was just like, hey, so just to help narrow it down, like, I don't want anything that resembles even anything like what we saw tonight. Like, if that helps, just no hallways, no like ghostly hollows. Yeah. Like, I'm good with both of those not being. So I don't know like why I didn't believe people so much when they were talking about like the New York apartment hunting situation. I am so humbled.
I think you just need to get lucky, which I'm sure you will.
Yeah. To date, that has been the case. But I'm putting in the work. So this is not like a get lucky situation. I toured 16 places.
And they were all horrible?
In their own way.
Yeah.
Like the last day I toured 6 and I was like, okay, this one's pitch black. This one I just hit my head on the ceiling. It's like I'm 8 feet tall. Yeah. Like that's not too low of a ceiling.
So when you move to New York in a few weeks and you don't have an apartment, do you have somewhere to stay?
Yeah, but it's not a long time. I will be signing a lease by February 16th.
Okay.
Because I'm not going into this dark night of tour without a home.
Yeah. Wow.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
So it hit me really hard, and it's actually, and like in terms of like work stuff now, people are like, hey, like, how's this going? I'm like, I really need to be honest with you guys. Like, it's actually taking up so much mental space in my head, worrying now, like the move without a place to move to, that like I have not gotten to that yet. Mm-hmm. So apologies. So yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to make sure before we move on from New York that I didn't have any other pieces that I needed to share with you. Oh, I do.
Okay. Let me know.
Okay. So then we had an event for the wildfires on Friday.
Yeah.
Hosted by Kyle Cook of Summer House. And
are you going to join Summer House? No. That's the question that everyone's at, on the tip of their
the question on
the
everybody's
tip of their lips.
Everybody's lips, and all the main fans being like, no. That's the answer. We do not. We're good there. I'm not joining Summer House. I'm just friends with everybody. But so we go to this event, and it was really funny. And The Bachelor started on Monday, the new season. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it yet. I want to do the reviews that I was doing last year for Joey's season. The thing about Joey's season was it was so funny to me, and everyone was so individual that it was like really easy to do recaps because everyone was like such an individual. So much so that like I came on this podcast 3 weeks in a row and I was like, Maria's insane. So I get a tap on the shoulder at this event, Maria. And it's obviously Maria G. She goes, hey, you keep talking shit about me. Yeah.
No.
And I was like, my bad. That was only 3 or 4 times, 5 times max in a public space on a podcast. Did not mean it. She's like, you clearly did. And I was like, well, now you hang out with all of my friends. We share a bunch of mutual friends. So like, I know that you're not insane. And I know that The Bachelor can edit people in a way that makes them seem crazy. She goes,
were you quaking in your boots?
No, we were having like a really funny, it was funny.
Okay.
And I was like, I know the Bachelor can like edit things in certain ways to make people. And she goes, no, I'm crazy. So I was like, okay, so I was right. But she's so cool and so normal. We had like a great night, but I was like, the cojones on this young woman
for her
to come up to me and be like, hey, you called me crazy on your podcast 3 times. I'm like, I did, frankly.
Good for her. I love
but
that.
But she stood her ground on The Bachelorette or The Bachelor and in person. And I'm like, you have to take your hat off, which is the reason I'm not wearing a hat today. Just kidding. My hair looks good, kind of. But I'm like, wow, that was impressive. And then we followed each other on Instagram and the rest is herstory.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. It was a really like, that was like such a refreshing experience. Not like seeing someone over there and being like, oh, like I talked about that person on the podcast and like they obviously heard it and they obviously share mutual friends. Like I'm going to have to go over there and be like, hey, like full blown, nipped it in the bud, conversation done. Moving forward.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, it was really great. And she was really fun to hang out with and looking forward to nurturing that relationship.
That's great.
Yeah. How was your weekend since the last time we chatted?
I don't really think that I did anything, Connor. Just because of I'm just like waiting for January to pass.
Yeah.
Me by. I've decided to be engaged by Valentine's Day, so that's exciting, something to look forward to.
14 days, or 18, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, 18 days, so exciting. I'm doing something I'm getting a stomachache just talking about it. And maybe from the quesadilla I had this morning, too. I'm doing something on Friday, this Friday, a work opportunity. I can't say anything yet, but you'll see it because I have to post it eventually. I was reached out to and they said, do you want to do this? And I said, I can't. Thank you so much, though.
Holy moly. Wait, I want to know what it is.
I said, I can't.
Can you tell me so that we can have a conversation about it right now? Can you just
tell me? It was on my close friends yesterday. Did you see it?
Still on?
Yeah.
Well, let me look.
It's almost feeling like he didn't look at my close friends.
Maybe it didn't come across my desk.
Probably did.
I don't know. There's not a close friends that I would skip. I watched it.
Well.
Oh, wait. So I read the second half of what you posted.
Okay.
Because it was just, it was a ChatGPT screen, and I was thinking you were working on...
I was basically asking ChatGPT, like, how would you handle this situation?
Oh, my God.
So basically an opportunity was presented to me, and I said, I don't think I can. Like, I don't think I have the capabilities. Because you guys know, like, there are so many people that can't be in a room with. And this opportunity that I was presented with includes, I would say, a person who would probably be number one on that list that I don't necessarily speak of as being number one on that list, but it just kind of is implied. Okay. And I was like, is there any way to kind of reshape this opportunity in a less interactive way? And so they were like, and I'm sorry I'm talking about this so vaguely, but it will become clear. And they're basically like, no, and I think you should do it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to, because I would obviously really regret not doing not doing something like that. But what do I do? Do you know what I mean? In a situation like this one?
I think it will come to you like how God used to deliver messages to prophets.
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really looking forward to experiencing it and then talking about it next week.
Yeah.
When I can talk about it. But just know that something's happening. I want you to be thinking of me on Friday and just knowing that something's happening that shouldn't be happening.
Holding space for you.
Hold space for me. Lord have mercy. I am about to bust. So.
You might bust.
Oh, I'm going to bust on camera.
There's so much money in that right now.
Busting on camera?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
It's the final frontier, some might say. Manifest destiny. We're going west to bust.
You know that trend that's like, you're so funny, thanks, but I blank.
Yeah.
What's yours?
I don't, like, I had GERD growing up. You're so funny, thanks. I threw up in my mouth every night when I fell asleep, and then I grinded my teeth right after. So now I have cavities and I have 8 root canals, and I'll be at the dentist for the rest of my life.
Okay. I wanted you to bring that up because I knew that was going to be yours.
Yeah. And you're so funny.
No, I owe you an apology.
You're so funny. Thanks. I had GERD.
I owe you an apology for minimizing that. I had acid reflux for the first time in my life. Oh my God.
Yeah.
No one's talking about it.
No one's talking about GERD. And
what's the difference between GERD and acid reflux and heartburn?
Like, you can get acid reflux.
I think I had heartburn.
Yeah. It usually goes hand in hand because it's just the acidic. If you eat something acidic, you get heartburn. But if it's coming up the other way, you still get heartburn. But you can have acid reflux. It could be a one-off situation. But like GERD is like something like almost like chronic that you have for a while.
Did it hurt?
I would have heartburn every single day. Yeah.
Oh my God. I thought I would, Connor. I was literally inches from calling 911. I thought I was having a heart attack.
Mine luckily happened in my sleep. So I was just like, fuck it, we ball, you know?
Yeah, because of the nights and stuff.
And the nights are hard.
Yeah.
The nights were hardest for me because of GERD.
Yeah. So I owe you an apology.
I love this wig on this pot. Like, it literally is like having a third guest on the podcast. I keep looking over and being like, do you agree?
I like him too.
I like how he has like nothing to say but everything. Hush, hush. Well, yeah, no. So that was tough. You reminded me, like, I found a dentist in New York, which is so weird to find a dentist before you move somewhere.
Is that, would you say dentists are like your number one, like, healthcare professional that you need?
No, I need a full body scan. I convince myself.
Is that the place you find yourself at most, though, is what I'm saying?
The dentist? Yeah.
Like, for me, I need probably like more of like a mental health professional wherever I go.
I need that too. You need it more, but I need it as well.
Yeah.
Too.
No, I would love that.
Yeah.
For you. And I think you would be a therapist wet dream.
I know.
Because like, you are such a good talker. Like, they don't have to pull anything out of you. Like, there have been so many therapy sessions where I haven't said anything.
Oh, I should record mine and release it as a bonus episode of this podcast.
Yeah.
I just wonder if it's hard in therapy, because I have not been, frankly. So I wonder if it'd be hard for me not to turn everything into a joke. Because I'll be at the at the doctor's office and literally shooting this shit with a medical professional, and then like by the end they're like, "Fuck it, man!" Like, yeah, the other day I was like, "Wait, hang on, you're not supposed to be coming down to my level. I am just trying to."
Well, the right therapist will call you out on it.
Yeah. What wall do you have up where you can make everything a joke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't know, man.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Do you want to talk about what you meant by metal?
Yeah. First of all, I wanted to say that it just came out that Girl Scout cookies have like a lot of aluminum and metals in them.
Are you sure? Or
yeah,
you read like a headline?
Can we Google this? Because it just came out that Girl Scout cookies have a bunch of toxins in them, including like aluminum in the Samoas. And so like obviously Google AI is saying no, Girl Scout cookies don't have metal in them.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I dreamed this. Can we check the news tab? Cardi B's multi-pack deodorant is giving Girl Scout vibes.
Is that what you could have seen?
No. All right. I made it up.
Okay.
So what? Sue me. I thought that I saw this somewhere because I was like, it's not fair that everything can be not good for you.
Well, I would assume they're not great for you.
Well, like,
they probably don't have metal in them.
100% of Girl Scout cookies contain concerning levels of heavy toxic metals.
Okay, and what is this website?
And this is on lilsipper.com. And so this is
what were you doing on lilstinker.com?
So I was kind of messing around. January 11th, 2025, I saw this on lilstinker.com. When I was browsing, 100% of the cookies contained at least 4 out of 5 heavy and toxic metals, aluminum,
arsenic, cadmium,
lead, and mercury. The peanut butter patties were the most contaminated, ranging from the lowest level of mercury to the highest levels of lead and aluminum.
This looks like a mommy blog, Connor.
I don't care because I'm taking Thin Mints to the grave, like aluminum and all, whatever. And who's to say that metal isn't good for you?
Right, your body has metals in it.
Your body needs more metal.
Heavy metals.
Because
I have no room to talk about anything with the amount of raw fish that I consume.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Like, there's no reason I guess Samoas aren't healthy for me. But I didn't think that they'd be, like, cancerous.
I don't think they are. I think that you found, like, the most random mommy blog. Out there.
Okay, whatever. But speaking of metal, so me adding 2 things about metal in the note page.
I see one thing.
Oh yeah, the bottom
metal
one.
Metal and
the metals in Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, I see metal and then a separate toxic Girl Scout cookies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking Thin Mints to the grave.
Well, yeah, that was the one note I wanted to make. Like that's okay. Like I understand. I saw this tweet about this girl that was like, we just got a new co-worker at our office and she just microwaved her food with a metal fork in it, and I had to be like, hey, you can't do that. And she was like, sorry, it's my first day. And she's like, this bitch is an idiot. Like, but I am on her side because what with all of the scientific advancements, we're putting people, we're talking about putting someone on Mars, but we can't put metal in a microwave. I can't reheat a breakfast burrito.
I always get confused on if you can put tin foil in the microwave.
That is metal, babe. It's aluminum foil.
Yeah, and I put it in the microwave.
Yeah, and it's in my Thin Mints too.
Because you can put it in the oven and the air fryer.
Yeah, it's different. Those are different beasts.
It's not intuitive.
Those are actually completely different utilities.
Not intuitive.
Wait, not utilities. Appliances.
Yeah. It's not intuitive to me. So sometimes I do get confused about tin foil.
How come you can't put metal in the microwave? How come?
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Radiation?
Yeah, I guess radiation. Are people still, like, there must be people out there that are like, I don't use microwaves because of the radiation.
Yes, there's so many.
So
I don't think that what's her name?
Like microwaves
Nikki
aren't
something.
Microwaves aren't going into your hot pocket and now you're eating a wave, right?
Personally, I don't know. And that's the end of the sentence.
Like you can't eat an
X-ray.
I'm sure
it's not like great for you, but a lot of things aren't.
Like almost nothing is.
Yeah. I'm sure it's no different than like sleeping next to your phone.
I stopped doing that.
I
stopped because when my phone vibrates on my mattress and it goes throughout the whole mattress.
It is frustrating.
That makes me want to punch a hole in my drywall.
Yeah.
And it goes, and it's like wakes me up out of the deepest sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. I have like a string of events that happened to me.
Okay.
So last night I had a dream. I'm looking at the lake that I live on, which is toxic. The lake.
There you go.
What?
Another dream about a body of water.
Yeah, the water's toxic. But I always, when I was a child, I always wanted to absorb all of the brownness of the lake that I lived on and make it clear, which like you probably wouldn't want to see within that lake if it was clear.
What would you absorb the brownness with?
There's like mussels and clams that are able to like filter water mm-hmm. and get like stuff out of them. But because it's the lake that I'm from, it comes from a river. The river like deposits a bunch of soot and stuff. And then the lake that I live on is low key a dam, a reservoir, if I may.
Yeah.
And so then it flows back out past it. But like because of the sediment deposits, like it will never, it's just cloud, you know, it's like not fixable. So I had a dream last night that there were dolphins in the lake. And I was like, this is so cool. But then the dolphins came to shore and they were seals. So that was the dream. And then I wake up this morning and I walk down to the ocean and there's like a million dolphins. And then I open my phone and the first thing I get served on Google is this, if I may. Dolphins and orcas have passed the point of no return in evolution to live on land again. Which I didn't
again?
Even.
Again?
Like, I guess at one point dolphins and orcas were just living on land.
How were they getting around?
Like, I guess kind of just like walking.
Slithering?
No, like probably like.
Oh, okay. Like.
Imagine you go to back up and there's just like a dolphin, a naked dolphin man back there being like, don't hit me.
Yeah. Do we have like, are there any images of like prehistoric dolphins with legs?
A recent study from July of 2023 in the journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B sheds light on how marine mammals like dolphins and orcas have hit an evolutionary point of no return.
Oh my God. Yeah, they had arms and legs.
Well, that's like a crocodile.
Okay.
Right? That's what it would look like long snout, legs, watch. Yeah. Damn, I was thinking they would be standing upright like a human, like ordering a coffee.
I know. I always get confused about evolution because like it's so easy to think of it as like it started as this and then this and then this and then this. But it's always about that like least the common ancestor thing. And then my brain starts to hurt.
Oh, I don't know anything about what you're talking about. Okay. But it's just like how these are all blobs and then they get like little arms, you know, because like a dolphin is just a round blob. The fins, they got lucky with those, honestly.
Pure luck.
Yeah, that the fins were pure, a dorsal fin, pure luck.
Fin is always a trigger word for me.
Why?
I told you that story when in 11th grade bio, my teacher was like what makes a whale a mammal or something like that.
What makes whale mammal?
What makes whale, how come whale mammal? And then I was like, oh my God. Their fins. No, sorry, their gills. I said, oh, their gills. And then she wrote Brooke's idea on the whiteboard and said, what does everyone think of that? And then like no one, everyone was being really sweet. Like no one wanted to say, like, it's the exact opposite. So like everyone was quiet. And then she just put a huge X through Brooke's idea. And then it just sat on the whiteboard for the rest of the class.
I can't believe
it. Which is sweet.
We share the exact same thing with that. I remember there was one time in college or maybe high school when my teacher was like, hey guys, like what kind of, it was a math question, but it was like shapes. What kind of shape is this?
Geometry.
Yeah. And I answered. And then after I answered, she goes, reminder, there are no dumb answers.
Yeah.
There are no stupid answers here. But it was after I answered and I was wrong.
Tough.
Yeah. How's your headspace right now?
It
seems like fine.
It's changed. It's definitely changed from the beginning of the episode
to
now.
In what way?
It's leveled out.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like I'm more calm, but also I preferred it the other way. I felt like I had more to say.
Yeah.
I've just been like a little bit unpredictable in my moods.
You've been crazy.
Well, which is why I had no choice but to get in like the most heated fight of my life.
With who?
Anthropology support. Customer support.
Those bitches had it coming.
And I'm not sure. You can tell me. I don't know if I was in the wrong or they were in the wrong.
I think usually if you specifically are considering if you may have been wrong, like.
I think, well,
I want to hold your hand while I say this.
No, I mean, they just like, it wasn't good customer service on their
end. What happened?
Of course. I have spent an obscene amount of money at Anthropology since I moved on, like, obviously I needed a new wardrobe because I moved and also just like house stuff. And like Anthropology has been my go-to. So like an obscene amount of money. Okay. I ordered a sweater in an extra small. Because I wanted it to be a little bit more snug.
Yeah.
They sentenced me in an extra large. Okay. This is, Connor, when I say obscene amount of money that I spent, I say obscene. So I reached out to support and I said, hey, you sent me an extra small. Can you please, or an extra large, can you resend the right one? They never answer me. A week goes by. I reach out to the claims again. Never answer me. Finally, I call. Okay. And you know I never call.
Yeah.
They don't answer me. Finally, I get an email, okay, that they will refund me if I return like the original sweater. And I was like, well, I don't want to return the original sweater. Like, returning things are the hardest thing for me. Like, you guys made an error. Can you just, and I'll be honest, I already gave the sweater to my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you just resend me the sweater? And they were like, we don't have it anymore. And I was like, okay, great. You can just refund me then. And they're like, not unless you send back the sweater. And I was like, I want to keep the sweater and I want you to send me my money back. And they were like, we can't do that. And I was like, okay. Because every other experience I've had with any other customer service, they've just resent or refunded without making me send back. Like, no problem. Especially if I'm like a valued customer, which I am at Anthropology. So at this point, I'm just like in such a mood. And I was like, this, okay, that's disappointing. And they were like, we physically, like, from the back end, like, can't offer you a refund unless you send it back. And I was like, I just kept saying, okay, that's disappointing. And they go, we can give you a 15% refund. And I said, I thought you just said from the back end you couldn't give me any refund. And they said, we can give you a 15% refund only. We cannot do any more refunds from the back end. And I said, okay, that's disappointing. And they said, we can give you a 20% refund. But we cannot give you anything else just because of the back end. And I just kept saying, okay, well, that's really disappointing as a valued customer. They could give me a 25% refund from the back end, nothing else. And it just kept going on like that. And then I think we got to 30. They could refund me without me sending the original sweater back. And then that was the cap. And I just kept saying, that's really disappointing. Thanks. Have a good day.
You just have to eat it at that point.
I obviously am going to eat it. But what do you think?
Well, I think that's disappointing.
Oh my God, it's disappointing.
From the back end. I'm just speaking from the back end.
But don't you think like good customer service would just be refunding me for the error that they made?
Well, I think when you're Anthropology, you're just like.
Also like you're not a small boutique.
No.
You know? I spent a fortune there. Just refund me. I'm not asking for much.
I bet you'll get a 35% discount after this goes live. Which is something to look forward
to. But then I was like, then I kind of thought about it and I was like, oh, okay, I'm asking for them to refund me while I keep the product. Like, maybe that's wrong, but I honestly don't think it is. Because they made an error.
Well, this is their nightmare. Is so they forget that
they didn't know who they were dealing with.
Their valued customer as a podcast. Yeah, I think that they probably are going to be. You'll probably be hearing from corporate soon to offer you.
I'd be happy to.
To offer you up to
let
up,
me know what you up to you 40, guys can do on the back end.
Up to 42% from the back end coming your way.
They cannot do refunds just because of the back end issues. They can do 50%.
I know a thing or two about the back end issues.
Do you?
Yeah.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Well, I would think so.
But anyway, that's the only thing I did this weekend.
Yeah. Well, no, I historically speaking, I don't know if this has been always the case, but like I think, and I do think that we've gotten like a little bit entitled, but that is the new norm to just be like, we messed up, we sent you the wrong size and we're out of the sweater.
I have never had an issue before with that, with places that I shop at far less. Like, good customer service has always been like, oh, our bad, let me resend or refund.
You were dealing with like employee of the month at the customer service counter from the back end.
I said, this isn't good customer service.
Well, if you come pry this sweater out of my hands from my house, then you can get there. But
I didn't want to say I already gave it to my friend.
No, but like they're not going to like have you go ship it out of the post office. I don't even
and
know where the post office is.
Like that, you're really like, and I'm not to be dramatic, you're putting me in a really tough position asking me to go return that. You're putting me in an almost impossible position.
So many crumbs in my bed right now. I'm covered with landmines all over my bed.
Like, that's the last thing that I'm capable of.
My friend already has the sweater.
That is the last thing that I can
suck it up on the back end.
You made a mistake, and now you're asking me to do something that is way out of the realm of possibility. Okay? I was seeing red, truly. And it's just the principle.
Hey, man. I'm on your side.
Are you?
Yeah.
Thank you. Feels nice.
Yeah, that's like genuinely the first where I'm like, okay, suck it up, corporation.
It's Anthropology.
Well, they are owned by
Urban Outfitters.
Or own Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, one or the
They're
other.
They're doing fine. Urban Outfitters makes a lot of money.
And Urban Outfitters has rectified a situation like that with no
I'm
problem.
I'm telling you,
before.
I think you were dealing with an individual who like is running customer service like the Navy.
She just kept saying one moment, please, so she could go check in with the back end.
Well, the back end is here with us today.
The back end's the friends we made along the way.
The back end might not be the destination, but the journey. I want to say something. Speaking of trends, which we hadn't, remember, do you know the elevator trend? Like, I'm going to stop the elevator more nonchalantly than you.
No.
Do you know that? Does anyone in the room know that? Okay. I don't see that many trends. I see the like, you're so funny, thanks, blah, blah, blah. But I'm glad I didn't post this on TikTok yesterday, but there's a trend that came across my desk called like, who can stop the elevator more nonchalantly? And it's like about to close and someone just like puts a finger out and it like opens back up. So I was doing that this weekend and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna like do like one large like GRU type step into the elevator. The elevator didn't stop as nonchalantly as I would have expected it to. Taking my pants off again on the podcast if you're listening on audio.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I have to. But so it wasn't able to stop.
Oh, they're coming down. Oh, my God.
Shut off.
That's a really bad one, too.
Shut. Are you able to?
Yeah. Are you in pain?
Yeah, it hurts so bad.
Oh, Connor, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But that was the end of the video. Like, it just like, boom. And then the video just cuts because I was like, like, I'm surprised I'm not here with like a half a leg right now.
Damn, I'm really sorry about that.
No, honestly. It's
but
just,
you probably could have sued TikTok.
I might still.
For trend purposes.
I might still sue TikTok.
Pop off, King.
It's so swollen and it's so bruised. But that's why I don't do trends, because you never know what injury I'm going to get anytime I try a trend. And it might be
you
the end.
You have actually like gotten a lot of injuries from doing trends.
Yeah, I know. A trend is not a friend of mine.
No, it's not.
But one good thing that came out of the New York trip was the billboard in Times Square, which was very pleasant. I have a billboard.
That was the same spot that the BNC billboard was.
It was.
It's such a perfect spot.
It was me and Heidi Montag.
Oh my God, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Right in between the Olive Garden and the M&M store.
Mm-hmm. Where I don't want to be anywhere else.
No.
You physically went to the billboard when you did the BNC I did. One. I didn't realize it's literally on the part of Times Square that is like...
Times Square.
Times Square.
Yeah.
Like it's like at the thing. I don't know what you call it. But before that, we went to Cane's. Me and Hunter went to Cane's in Times Square. And like we had a big night the night before. And it was just like, let's get Cane's today. And then we'll go see the billboard. The Cane's, first of all, you're in Times Square. And like I feel like I'm going to get pickpocketed or stabbed. And then we go into Cane's and it's like everyone.
Every time you say Cane's, like it's giving me complete full bodies.
It was so divine. Except for the fact that they had a DJ.
They do have a DJ at that Cane's.
A DJ playing like...
The DJ has a residency at that Cane's.
Jack Harlow remixes. Yeah. It was like, Vanilla Baby, boom. I was like, whoa. And there was a woman. He started playing... Hang on, let me do my belt.
Sure.
He started playing like Dancing Queen type songs.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a woman... With her all her kids, she was probably in her like early 50s, and like her, and she's like hand feeding her mm-hmm. kids, and she has a birthday crown on, or just maybe a crown, and she's going like fully dancing, and I'm like, oh my God, like, and I'm watching, I'm like putting, it was just like not an environment that I wanted to like. I was like, people are forgetting this is a restaurant.
Well, it's Times Square too.
Oh my gosh, but time and
like
place.
Just because it's Cane's doesn't mean it's not Times Square.
But just because it's Times Square doesn't mean it's not a restaurant.
You can't take the Cane's out of Times Square. But
is a second Cane's and it's
you can take,
not in Times Square.
You can take the Times Square.
You can take the Cane's
out of
Times
Square. You can take the Cane's out of Times Square, but you can't take the Times Square out of Cane's.
I don't know about all that. Because I have been to a Cane's and it's a great dining
when
experience.
When it's in Times Square.
Huh? How come?
Huh?
So I woke up early enough because I'm still on Times Square time. And so I woke up pretty early this morning and I was like, I have time to do my stretches, which I'm trying to get into stretching. Well, first of all, I started listening to Mel Robbins on accident because
who's that?
She is like a Brene Brown type beast.
Brene Brown is who said clear is kind.
Wow. Nice. Yeah. Look at us connecting the dots. Well, Mel Robbins, I think, is like a life coach-esque person. And she's like, there's like a 5-second rule or something, but she's talking about getting out of bed. Like when your alarm goes off, you just count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you get to 1, you just get up. So
easier said than done.
Right. Well, I think that's the whole thing. Get up and you make your bed. But she also said, like, I don't know where we are on cortisol levels. Like, are we like,
what about
going to move past that at any point, or is that fact now?
Which piece about the cortisol level?
Like, are cortisol good?
How come cortisol?
Is cortisol high good or cortisol
high
low?
High cortisol
good?
Is bad. Okay. I think that's just true.
What about low cortisol?
Awesome question.
Yeah, we don't know. Do we? Can we look up cortisol so we can get to the bottom of it?
That's their stress hormone.
Okay, so you don't want it high.
Right, that's but when I had like, gotten my cortisol tested. The doctor said that he had seen similar levels on PTSD patients.
Cortisol is a hormone produced by the adrenal glands located at the top of the kidneys. It plays a vital role in the body's response to stress and maintaining various physiological functions. I hate Google AI because that doesn't help me at all. Thank you, Google AI. Cortisol is an essential hormone that affects almost every organ
essential.
And tissue in your body. Okay, so basically...
What happens when you have low cortisol? So yeah, so I have high cortisol, so like my metabolism is slow. I'm tired.
I mean, so you don't want low cortisol.
What
either.
Does low like, cortisol do?
I wish cortisol would just like pick its battles.
Oh, it's Addison's disease.
At Ray?
Ooh, you might like that.
The adrenal gland.
You might like.
Addison's disease.
Can't.
With Addison's disease, the adrenal glands make too little of the hormone
then,
cortisol.
But what happens when you have Addison's?
Man, can we just like have one disease? Addison's disease.
Start slowly. Tell me Addison's what the symptoms are. Extreme tiredness, salt cravings, and weight loss.
Ooh.
Okay. body hair loss, almost. Yeah, that makes sense.
This is everything I have.
No, you don't have Addison's. Addison's.
Sounds like I do. I'm tired right now.
Because you're sleepy, because it's January.
My favorite thing was like, I have Catholic guilt. I was like, I have a lot of Catholic guilt, which is weird because I'm not Catholic. And Caleb here and was like, that's just anxiety. I was like, oh.
I know. I would love for you to get that check.
Lock in.
Yeah.
I need to get an assistant to do all of the things that I've been talking about doing for.
You need to hire Sodi.
Yeah.
And I'm not even kidding. She has literally, Brett hired Sodi and she has gotten him so many doctor's appointments, just like his car registered, like so much shit. She has, and she's gotten him like trash can, like literally.
She got him trash can.
From the city, that kind of trash can.
Wow.
Like literally just that shit that like you don't want to do.
Like it sounds like I'm being.
That feels like the end of the world.
Insane.
Paying parking tickets. Like she will literally just like be an assistant for like life tasks that feel impossible. She's so good at that.
Yeah, I need it at this point. Okay, but cortisol.
Everyone has it.
Oh, do we just want medium cortisol? Was that the answer? Okay.
I think with everything,
like how do
we just want standard levels of it.
We'd love if there was just like a life, genuinely if someone had like a life thing, like, hey, here's everything that you could do every day to just like maintain, and then what?
Why is it not that simple? Like test all my levels, tell me which ones are high, and then tell me exactly what to do to get them back on track. I don't know. Like, obviously, I'm not a doctor. I'm sure it's a lot more challenging than that, but let's just do that. No?
But, like, why is it that challenging? And how come is it that challenging? Because stop putting, like, we need to just give up on Mars. Mars isn't going anywhere. My cortisol levels are.
I really want to get in that full body scan.
I do and I don't.
I know. I'm definitely scared of it, but I want to know.
Yeah.
But you have to be in there for a minute.
No.
You really do.
You don't if you don't go.
You're totally right about that.
If you do go.
You have to be in there for a minute.
How come?
It takes a minute.
Okay, here's the thing. So Mel Robbins.
Yes.
Sorry. You know I love getting sidetracked. My fat ass. But she told me you shouldn't drink coffee in the first 2 hours of waking up because it messes up. But it's like,
that's a privilege.
But then like, how do you go? You know?
Right. No one can just like sit and like do yoga for the first 2 hours of waking up to get ready for their morning coffee.
I think if you wake up earlier, like,
I'm not, no one can wake up at 4 a.m. and live to tell the tale.
If you use her 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No, I'm honestly starting to get pissed at Mel.
Mel can.
I'm almost really starting to get pissed at Mel. This is a Brené Brown
situation.
Space only.
I'm about the Brené Brown.
No, I like this is like we are Brené stands in this space. Not listening to Mel
listen,
right now.
Listen, I am willing to try the coffee thing. Like I'll have a Celsius instead.
That's worse for you.
I don't know about all that.
I really do feel that way.
We need
coffee is at least like somewhat natural. Like Celsius to me tastes no different than Lysol.
Oh. I F with C so bad.
I get it, but I do think that like it's just so artificial that there's no way it could be better for you than coffee.
We have to pick our battles.
I say as I put like 6 pounds of French vanilla creamer into my coffee.
It's just hard to believe that something called Dunkin' Donuts is like, oh, that's natural. No, it's not.
Black coffee from Dunkin'? Good and good for you.
Okay, listen. Yeah, I'm on your side still.
Whoa.
But Mel is a new follow of mine. So if I come in looking and acting a little bit put together and maybe more clear and maybe more intention focused.
Oh.
Then yeah, maybe Mel has had her way with, maybe Mel has jumped my bones.
Okay.
At the end of the day.
Okay.
Or at the beginning of the day.
Okay.
When I've skipped my coffee.
Before your coffee.
I would love for her
before.
To introduce an alternative to like, okay, if you can't have coffee, and it's like,
yeah,
we're like fighting Mel right now and Mel does not care if we live or die, truly, like does not know we're here talking.
It's almost
her.
Like she wants us to die.
She wants us to pass on.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So let me know if you end up doing that.
Do what? Pass on?
No. Mel's advice.
Mel has so much advice, though.
Okay. The getting out of bed after 5, making your bed, and not having coffee for 2 hours.
I did it this morning, but I was at 7:30. 7:15. It was at 7.
And you had, you're drinking coffee, right? You came in without coffee.
I ordered this coffee at 8:15, but I got a green juice with it.
I don't think that Mel said that that's an alternative.
She didn't. She said the first thing you put in your body should not be coffee. You should wait 2 hours after waking up. The first thing I put in my body was a glass of water at 7. And then I walked and I got a green juice and I drank that on my walk back. And then on the Uber here at 8:30, I had my coffee.
Okay. That seems like a more reasonable approach.
Yeah. Because I needed to be turned on for this, horned up for this podcast. But then, like, I'm hoping not to have as much of a cortisol spike and crash.
Do you feel a difference?
My cortisol is really not, like, yanking me around by the pigtails right now. But who knows what could happen at right when we...
When you say yanking you around by the pigtails, what do you think of?
Yanking you around by the pigtails. Like Chicken Little for some reason, but the movie Chicken Little.
I'm thinking of that scene from Matilda.
Matilda 2.
Yeah. Where she's literally yanked.
Being yanked around
little girl
the pigtails.
Around the pigtails. Throwing her into the chokey. Here's one thing I'll say. Hell yes. I was writing something the other day.
Uh-uh.
Yep. I was writing something the other day. Just like this like inconsequential scene about like, you know, Phoebe.
I'm familiar, yeah.
Phoebe like seeing... mistaking a celebrity, thinking she sees a celebrity who's a young man, and then it turns out like it's actually just a lesbian woman. And I'll probably cut the scene because it's actually not even funny at all. But I really was like, at first I put in like John Mulaney as the man that she saw, and then realized after that it was just a lesbian. But then I was like, I don't think you can see John Mulaney and be like, and get confused if that's a lesbian. And then that really got me thinking, like, we're so quick to be like, oh, he looks like a lesbian. Listen, we're so quick to be like, oh, he looks like a lesbian. And I feel like we're always saying that. But when push comes to shove, I couldn't think of one celebrity to use in that instance that looks like a lesbian.
I sent you two.
So I said John Mulaney. I took a poll on my Snapchat and everyone was like, not really, no. And then I was like, okay, how about Michael Cera? And then everyone was just like, no, I think you're just thinking like little boys.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, maybe. So who looks like a lesbian?
Like Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson does not look like a lesbian.
Completely. I'm looking around. Everyone agrees. I have a good read on
Justin this. Bieber in 2011.
I have a good read on this because I look like a lesbian myself.
I didn't want to say how many responses.
Me.
Said Connor Wood, but it was over 600.
I know. I know what I look like. I know what I look like. And it's a good thing. I like literally.
Connor, it's a great thing.
I know. You
look young, which
I know,
is really good. And
wait, I want to see who else I sent to you because it was good.
You said Owen Wilson.
And I said.
Not Bill Hader.
No. I did not say Bill Hader.
I said not Bill Hader. So.
Crap. Who am I thinking of? Who am I
go
thinking
look in
of?
Our,
I can think of
save.
It. I can think of it. Hugh Grant and like. In like
that I understand like a Catholic woman
Hugh Grant in let me look like Bridget Jones Diary
no I was gonna say Notting Hill
100% Hugh Grant in Bridget Jones Diary looks like a total lesbian woman
I see that
like completely yeah
that
like on the
like
right there on
yeah,
the
yeah,
on the right
yeah,
on the
that,
right the
yeah,
picture
yeah,
on the right
yeah
No, one more to the left. Like the like nice swoopy hair.
The middle part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, but it was interesting because when push comes to shove, I really couldn't think of anyone. But I feel like in the past, I'm so quick to be like, oh, he looks like a lesbian. Anyway.
I think that's a good thing to end on.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. I never even welcomed you guys. So thanks for coming and thanks for leaving. And we will see you. We'll see yo ass in the bonus. If you guys want to come listen to the bonus, tmgstudios.tv/Brooke and Connor make a podcast. Or I think it might
be
Connor.
Very good.
Wait, I'm going to look up our YouTube subs because we have to be so close.
I think we are so close.
We are so close?
Yeah.
Oh.
Even I'm starting to get a little antsy.
Oh my gosh. Let me look. I'm almost there. I'm so close. I'm almost there. 98.
Okay. Come on, y'all. Connor's so close. He's almost there. Help
him out. I'm so close. I'm finna bust on cam.
Help him out.
And I would love to get the plaque, you know? So they made them, they're making them smaller by the day, the YouTube plaques.
Help us help you out so that we can get a plaque before it's a miniature.
What should we agree before it's a shrinky dink and we have to put it on our keychain? Please help us get that plaque. But what should we do at 100K subs on YouTube? It'd be funny because we'd
let's think about it.
Kiss on camera. It's like we always do that on camera. So
let's think about it.
Okay. Think about it. Wait a minute. Think, by next time we record, we might have 100K.
Fingers crossed.
No, watch us have
99.9.
He leaves with 1,000. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Love y'all.
And we'll see you in the bonus / all the time if you follow us both on Instagram. Bye.
This week on Close Friends.
You want to listen to a song?
Yeah.
Welcome back to bonus. Welcome back to bonus. Welcome back to bonus.
My preference is sucking. What would be your crime?
Just fucking moron.
Like, we need to start taking Let Me Focus. Or, like, crack.
Damn, we're out of staples again. I think that new employee is eating them. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.